but it does still look like there may need to be a rate increase very soon. I don't know how long the city can sustain, you know, paying out of this general fund. I kind of had that question, how much reserve does the city have? I mean, it's not sustainable.
At its current operations.
Well, and Marion Woods is behind in their payments because, you know, the mayor walked out and they didn't have a city clerk. They brought in a firm, and so they're not paying on time. Also, we are going to start checking the flow meters, going for the readings, just to make sure that we're getting the proper reading from the flow meters, because there were design issues with the way the flow meters were running from Marion Woods. They had to redesign them. So that isn't even fault of us. But, you know, I believe that we're doing the due diligence that we need to do. And, you know, we need Marion Woods to pay. And
the amount that they owe, is it... are you able to express your? The email said July, August, September. That amount, would it cover what you're in the red?
No, it won't. But it's going to help a lot. It's, I think, around $10,000. Plus, we have October now, so I mean, I don't have those figures in front of me, Commissioner. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to have this kind of discussion. I would have been a little more prepared.
Well, I've never kept my, you know, my feelings. I've shared it with Russell and the mayor and Amber prior to Jan. And I think there's great intentions down there. I think everybody wants the treatment plant to operate great and everything. There has been issues with Marion Woods not paying their bill on time that's greatly affected Rockaway. It's led to them having to pull funds out of city revenues to supplement that. And then once those monies come in from Marion Woods, that money goes back into the city. But it seemed like there's just a depleting amount available as we go through this process, and that's always been my concern, is not as much the operation of the facility but the finances. And I'm like Brad, I'm just that, and I've shared that with everybody. I mean, that's a big concern I have. And we do help a lot of entities out with the sewer sales tax monies, but those are generally projects. Those entities usually have a reserve and repair account established, and but with Rockaway, it seems that we're doing replacement of parts and repairs, you know, quite a bit, which if the finances were where they ought to be, there should be repair and replacement monies for some of that expense.
Isn't it the same way in Taneyville?
Taneyville, they had an emergency issue, but they have adjusted their rates, and now they're putting about $800 to $1,000 a month in a repair and replacement account. They haven't been going long enough to have that, but they're trying to have one. Taneyville, in my opinion, should not be in the sewer business. They're barely making it, you know, as they are. One pump going out in Taneyville would bankrupt the city. So that's another financial issue. But I deal with the incorporated areas every day, and I know their situations, and they're great people out there, and their board's looking at whether they want to continue to be in the sewer business or not. You know, they're going to see how it goes through this year. But that's been my, you know, Jan's on board now. I've had time with Jan down there. I think Jan's very serious about her convictions and what she takes on. But, you know, we've had that discussion, you know, and the finances concern me, and the disconnect from City Hall to the plant and nobody in between for oversight. And I know that Russell and Jan are trying to fill those voids there. And that may, and luckily they got a good contractor, but yet they're still a contractor, you know. But the finances do concern me. Brad, as being the chairman of the SUCS committee, can speak to the financial situation far better than I can. But over these last year and a half, it's always been in the red. And the city's having to pull money from city funds to fill that gap. And I just don't know if that can sustain, like Brad, the sustainability of that's concerning. Unless the rates are increased again, and maybe that can turn it around. But
Brad, would you like to come up and say something?
I'll say one other thing that and I don't know exactly what was the flaw in the Marion Woods counter, the way they counted how many gallons are going into the sewer plant. So there was more being processed for Marion Woods, that even though, even with their slow payment, they were not paying for that. Now that has been, what we understand, has been fixed so that now their flow count will be more accurate. And again, the payment, what they're going to be contributing, will increase as well.
Yeah, that's.
And I have spoke with them, and they're working. They have an accounting firm going over their books, and they're working towards at least getting that July payment out right away. But I expected it to be more than, you know, the number.
But I don't have the exact numbers from our accountant.
Yeah,
he's been working with them trying to get payment.
I happened to bring it today, and this came from Larry just a very few days ago. It shows $22,000 owed by the Village of Merriam Woods. City of Merriam Woods, and then there's some accounts payable in the amount of $22,000. So there, that's a wash, and so it still shows the plant is negative $39,000 for the first few months of this.
We also have a new utility clerk, and the city implemented a new software system in March, and there have been some issues switching over and other problems, and so we are finding some issues with the accounting in the utility department, and we are straightening that out as well. So
that's correct. And I don't want to say too much negative about I'm not here to try to dog the people that were there before, but we have been working hard to get proper people in there that are qualified to do fence. I mean, since I've been mayor, we've been working on getting the correct people so that the city runs in an efficient manner and collects the money that we need to get, so that it also gets into the proper places. There's been a few problems, and we've been working hard to get these problems straightened out.
I do applaud you guys for your time and the work on it, and I know you're very serious on it and trying to get it come. The company, I've been told by anyone that deals with that's doing the service for you now, is very good. It's an expense every month to have them, and that is just for overseeing it and everything. Then when anything that breaks down, it's an addition to that. I don't think owning the sewer plant, and I'm not hearing or feeling any suggestion that the county wants to take anything from. They want to add to the lives of all of those that are on that plant to make it to be, and applaud you in that it's in compliance now and to stay in compliance. And they already have the staff on board that are, I'm going to use the word expertise, in dealing with these matters. And by Rockaway if it was decided at later date or something that the Taney County Sewer Department take it over, and that's a big if, then I think it would add to Rockaway, something coming into Rockaway, the assurance that you have that if you're going out for what I think I'm hearing from you. I think it would add to that assurance of it when you present it. Even if you've got a large company that wants to come into something, manufacturing or something, they want to know that that's on certain requirements, city sewers, city water, and so forth. If you've got it on Taney County Sewer with a reputation that it has, and know that it has everything available to see that it's maintained right then, that's a plus for getting someone to come in. That's just my thought on it, but I'll shut up, other than it is essential that right now that I feel that we've coming out of the emergency fund to take care of this problem.
I don't know how much the mayor and Russ have studied the current intergovernmental agreement, but I would like to add, since we're discussing this, that the way the current agreement is structured is that the only benefit that the city receives currently is a portion of billing clerk or city clerk's salary. So I want to make sure you guys understand that. And if you haven't read that agreement, I would encourage you to do that. And because I think that might have been misunderstood in the past. Certainly, the city's put a lot of money into the plant out of their own general fund, but it's just important to understand how that agreement is structured, that the treatment plant is not set up to make the city money or any other entity money, and I'd be glad to speak to you all about that in more detail, and John, I know, knows the agreement well, so if that, in your thinking, thought process of do you want to keep the plant or not, I would just mention that.
We fully understand that the plant itself is not a profit center for the city, so that's not an issue. You know, it's costing us some money now, but we believe in the future it will be a tremendous asset for the city, not from a financial standpoint, but just from an image standpoint. So until the burden became excessive, I just don't see the city wanting to give it up.
And there are cost-saving measures that we talked about when John came out that would save thousands a month if we made some changes at the plant, and that's what our meeting is going to be about, to talk about how we can make some changes to save money, changes in the design.
DO probes?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think looking at the DO probes, the dissolved oxygen probes added to the plant, would be a good thing to look at even during this, maybe not in the emergency funding agreement, but very soon, because if a DO probe could be installed in the aeration basins and tied to the blowers to turn off periodically, that would save a tremendous amount, potentially save a tremendous amount of electricity,
exactly.
Which is a big cost at the plant.
And plus there's the situation we could change inside with the chemical distribution.
Yeah, right now the city is currently purchasing their chemical through Ozarks Environmental Services, and in which Ozarks Environmental Services pays the distributor, and then they bill that back to Rockaway, so Rockaway can pay them when they can, based on the Merriam-Woods issue. If they were to buy COD, cash on delivery, buy that chemical up front, and they have the basin already there to store this chemical in, it just, I don't know how it started down the road that way. I think there was something that was offered by David Castelletto that he could help them out financially. They could pay for the chemical. They, being Ozarks Environmental Services, and the city could pay them when they can. But if they could pay for that up front, they could save, I don't know if it's a tremendous amount, but there's a savings there as well on a monthly basis. So, but that would be the city having to pay for that chemical when it arrives there at the treatment plant location for delivery. And there was, I think there was some kind of an administrative fee or something like that that OES had added on to that to handle that transaction for them and carry that financial issue. But the DO probes, I think Sean Berry, the engineer for the city, was going to look into that, probably $10,000 or $15,000, we're not really sure, you know, until that's looked at. But that would be a good thing. I mean, that's definitely would be something that, could save some money, especially when you're getting into the cooler temperatures where you don't need that aeration running all the time. The cooler the air, the more dissolved oxygen that the basin can hold. And so having an instrument there to measure that to where it can control the on and off of that equipment would be a good thing. Both in wear and tear and savings and cost. So,
you mentioned looking into something for $10,000 or so. Is that?
Well, that would be installed, from what I'm hearing, without it being thoroughly studied and having any cost. That was a number that was thrown out there that day that we met down there.
And you think the city would be able to manage that if you went that way?
That cost?
The cost?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's up to the city. The way it looks right now, I don't think so.
We haven't had a meeting yet. But, I mean, that is an upgrade to the plant and then in the flaw of the design, which...
Right.